Our nature watcher, Candace Savage, has had her own recent encounter with beetles, Goliath beetles.
You know, you meet someone new at a dinner party, say, and 5 minutes into the conversation, you find out they're on to something you would never have dreamed up in 1,000 years. Take my friend, John Acorn.
While I'm a nature nut, I'm not afraid to admit I'm wild about the wild things and I'm proud of it. I'm just a simple case, open and shut. No doubt about it, I'm a nature nut.
John came to fame a few years ago as the host of a television series called Acorn, the Nature Nut. These days, his passion is bugs, especially beetles. Really big beetles that are native to Central and Southern Africa. John keeps them in his basement.
I've taken over all those cupboards above the washer and dryer, and I've got about 20, 25 larvae in individual containers in those cupboards.
And you have a box here. What do you have in this box?
Well, this is a typical rearing container for a Goliath beetle larva. It's made by the Rubbermaid Corporation. I'm sure they had no clue that's what they were manufacturing at the time. And inside, some moist, you can feel it if you want, shredded coconut bark. You can buy that at the pet store. People use it for their reptile terraria. And I'm just going to shuffle this guy around. There you can see some of the oatmeal and the cat food. And there's the back of the larva. And I just have to pick him up.
Oh, my God, he's huge.
Absolutely. He's the size of a, he's at least 4 or 4.5 inches long and about as big around as a big smoky sausage.
Except not as appetizing.
Except he's white. I mean, that's the neat thing, is that they're white with little brown legs and then brown dots all along the sides of the body. Those are the breathing spiracles that they take their air through.
Visiting John is always an adventure. The last time I was here, a Sasquatch met me at the front door. Turned out to be his son Jesse in a costume left over from John's days on TV. And the place is full of critters. There's a chameleon sleeping in the weeping fig in the entrance hall. And the basement is full of tanks of fish, frogs, snakes, and lizards. But the huge, clammy, white grub lying on John's hand is the strangest of the lot. And the ugliest.
I've come to love them, though. I've really come to find them kind of cute in their own grub-like way. And, you know, my kids like helping me look after these things, too. You see, I turn it on its back. It doesn't walk on its legs. It walks on its back. It kind of wiggles along using the little hairs, stiff hairs on its back. Oh, they're just so very interesting.
This is not just a hobby for John. There's real science, too. When he began keeping Goliath beetles 3 years ago, no one had managed to breed them in captivity. Now, he is one of a small international fraternity of beetle fanciers to claim success. And he is also writing the first technical description of the larva. You have to like that in a friend. Not only interesting, but useful, too.
All right, we're going to try to get one to fly here, and you get the sound.
Candace Savage writes about nature from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. She's the author of more than 18 books. Her most recent is Crows, Encounters with the Wise Guys. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Debbie Elliott.